the tantalizing operative pivotal to Mueller's inquiry by Kenneth Vogel and Andrew E. Kramer. Washington, in the nearly 2 years that the special counsel Robert S. Mueller III has been investigating whether there was collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign, few figures seem to have offered more tantalizing leads than Konstantin V. Kalimnik, a diminutive multilingual political operative who was born in Ukraine while it was still part of the Soviet Union. Mr. Kalimnik has continued to attract intense interest from prosecutors for his interactions with his longtime boss and mentor, Paul Manafort, and his suspected ties to Russian intelligence, even as Mr. Mueller prepares to wrap up his investigation. The full story of what Mr. Mueller has found about cooperation between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 presidential election is not known, but Mr. Kalimnik pops up repeatedly as a possible connection, with ties to both sides that are as enigmatic as they are deep. And his dealings with Mr. Manafort, who in 2016 served as Donald J. Trump's campaign chairman, encompass two of the most intriguing elements of the special counsel's inquiry to surface publicly: the sharing of polling data with Mr. Kalimnik and the work he and Mr. Manafort did on behalf of Kremlin-aligned Ukrainian interests that were pushing plans that could have eased economic sanctions imposed on Russia by the United States and its allies. Dozens of interviews, court filings, and other documents show Mr. Kalimnik to be an operator who moved easily between Russian, Ukrainian, and American patrons, playing one off the other while leaving a jumble of conflicting suspicions in his wake. The effort to disentangle the mysteries surrounding him seems likely to leave questions even after the conclusion of the special counsel's work. To American diplomats in Washington and Kiev, he has been a well-known character for nearly a decade, developing a reputation as a broker of valuable information, like the alliances of Ukraine's oligarchs and the country's handling of foreign investment and sensitive criminal cases. He traveled freely to the United States and on a trip in May of 2016 met senior department officials for drinks at the off-the-record bar in the basement of the Hay Adams Hotel across from the White House. Later that year, he visited with the new United States ambassador to Ukraine in Kiev. But in federal court in Washington, Mr. Mueller's prosecutors have repeatedly portrayed Mr. Kalimnik as something potentially more nefarious, a former Russian intelligence officer who has ties to a Russian intelligence service and had such ties in 2016. And around the same time that he was passing through Washington nearly 3 years ago, just as Mr. Trump was clinching the Republican presidential nomination, he first received polling data about the 2016 election from two top Trump campaign officials, Mr. Manafort and Rick Gates, as Russia was beginning a social media operation intended to help Mr. Trump's campaign.